The Miracle of Mindfulness, An Introduction to the Practice of Meditation. By Thich Nhat Hanh. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Miracle of Mindfulness, An Introduction to the Practice of Meditation by Thich Nhat Hanh is a book that explores the power and potential of mindfulness meditation. The author, a Buddhist monk, explains how mindfulness can be used as an effective tool for personal transformation and spiritual growth. He outlines various techniques for cultivating mindful awareness in everyday life, including breathing exercises, walking meditations, and sitting meditations. He also discusses how to use mindfulness to cultivate compassion and understanding towards oneself and others. Nhat Hanh begins by discussing the importance of being mindful in all aspects of life. He emphasizes that it is essential to pay attention to our thoughts, feelings, sensations, and environment in order to gain insight into ourselves and our relationships with others. Through this practice, we can learn how to live more fully present in each moment without judgment or attachment. He then goes on to explain different types of meditation practices such as breath meditation, focusing on one's breath, body scan, paying attention to physical sensations throughout the body, loving kindness meditation, cultivating feelings of love towards oneself and others, and walking meditation, being aware while walking. Each type has its own unique benefits, but they all share common goals: developing greater self-awareness, calming the mind, increasing concentration, reducing stress, improving emotional balance, deepening spiritual connection. In addition, Nhat Hanh provides practical advice on incorporating these practices into daily life, such as setting aside time for regular practice sessions or using simple reminders like placing objects around your home or office that will remind you to stay mindful throughout your day. Finally, he offers guidance on dealing with difficult emotions such as anger or fear through compassionate self-reflection rather than avoidance. Overall, The Miracle of Mindfulness is an inspiring guidebook for anyone interested in exploring the power of mindfulness meditation. It provides clear instructions along with helpful tips for integrating these practices into everyday life so readers can experience their full potential benefits. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. Idea summary: Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment, allowing us to be more present and connected to our lives. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Idea summary: Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, allowing us to make more conscious decisions and be more in control of our lives. Main idea number 3. Mindfulness can help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. Idea summary: Mindfulness can help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others, allowing us to have more meaningful relationships and be more connected to the world around us. Main idea number 4. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our environment and the people around us. Idea summary: Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our environment and the people around us, allowing us to be more connected to the world and to appreciate the beauty of life. Main idea number 5. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our physical and mental health. Idea summary: Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our physical and mental health, allowing us to take better care of ourselves and to be more in tune with our bodies. Main idea number 6. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our emotions and how they affect our lives. Idea summary: Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our emotions and how they affect our lives, allowing us to better manage our emotions and to be more in control of our lives. Main idea number 7. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and how they affect our lives. Idea summary: mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our thoughts and how they affect our lives, allowing us to better manage our thoughts and to be more in control of our lives. Main idea number 8. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our actions and how they affect our lives. Idea summary: mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our actions and how they affect our lives, allowing us to make more conscious decisions and to be more in control of our lives. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our relationships and how they affect our lives. Idea summary: mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our relationships and how they affect our lives, allowing us to have more meaningful relationships and to be more connected to the world around us. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our spiritual life and how it affects our lives. Idea summary: mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our spiritual life and how it affects our lives, allowing us to be more connected to our inner selves and to be more in tune with our spiritual side. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surrounding environment in a non-judgmental way. By doing this, we can become more connected to ourselves and our lives. Through mindfulness, we can learn to be less reactive to difficult emotions or situations, allowing us to respond with greater clarity and wisdom. The practice of mindfulness has been around for centuries as part of Buddhist meditation practices. In recent years, it has gained popularity in the West as an effective tool for managing stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, and other physical ailments. Mindfulness helps us cultivate self-awareness so that we can better understand our own needs and motivations. In his book The Miracle of Mindfulness, An Introduction to the Practice of Meditation, Thich Nhat Hanh explains how mindfulness can help us live more fully in each moment by cultivating awareness through simple activities such as eating mindfully or walking meditatively. He also outlines various techniques for developing mindful awareness, such as focusing on your breath or observing your body's sensations. By practicing mindfulness regularly, we can gain insight into ourselves, which will allow us to make wiser decisions about how best to live our lives. We may even find that life becomes richer when experienced with greater presence and acceptance. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and actions without judgment or criticism. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more conscious of our decisions and be better able to control our lives. The Miracle of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat Hanh explains how mindfulness can help us cultivate greater self-awareness and understanding. Through mindful meditation practices such as breathing exercises, body scans, walking meditations, and visualizations, we can learn to observe ourselves with kindness and compassion. By becoming more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, we are better able to make conscious choices that align with our values. We also gain insight into why certain behaviors may not be serving us well, so that we can take steps towards making positive changes in our lives. Main idea number 3. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By cultivating mindfulness, we can become more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. We can learn to recognize our own needs as well as those of others, allowing us to have more meaningful relationships with them. When we are mindful of our own emotions and reactions, it helps us to be less reactive when faced with difficult situations. This allows us to respond from a place of understanding rather than reacting out of fear or anger. Mindfulness also helps us to be more connected with the world around us by increasing our awareness of how our actions affect other people and the environment. By practicing mindfulness on a regular basis, we can develop greater self-awareness, which leads to increased compassion for ourselves and others. This in turn creates deeper connections between individuals that foster mutual respect and understanding. Main idea number 4. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our environment and the people around us. By being mindful, we are able to observe our surroundings with greater clarity and appreciation. We become more conscious of the beauty that exists in nature, as well as the joys and sorrows of those around us. Through mindfulness, we can learn to appreciate life's simple pleasures such as a sunset or a smile from a stranger. Mindfulness also helps us to recognize when something is wrong or out of balance in our lives so that we can take steps towards correcting it. Mindfulness allows us to cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards ourselves and others. It encourages non-judgmental awareness, which leads to greater understanding and compassion for all living beings. With this increased level of self-awareness, we are better equipped to make decisions based on what is best for ourselves and those around us. By practicing mindfulness regularly, we can develop an inner peace that will carry over into every aspect of our lives. We become less reactive in difficult situations because we have learned how to pause before responding emotionally or impulsively. This newfound sense of calmness gives rise to healthier relationships with both ourselves and others. Main idea number 5. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It can help us to be more conscious of our physical and mental health, allowing us to take better care of ourselves. By paying attention to our bodies, we can become more aware of any changes or issues that may arise. We can also learn how to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, so that we can take steps to address these feelings before they become too overwhelming. Mindfulness also helps us to be more mindful of our thoughts and emotions. This allows us to identify patterns in our thinking that may not be serving us well, such as negative self-talk or rumination on past events. By recognizing these patterns, we can work towards changing them for the better by replacing them with healthier thought processes. Finally, mindfulness helps us cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards ourselves and others. When we are able to accept ourselves without judgment or criticism, it becomes easier for us to extend this same kindness and understanding towards those around us. Main idea number 6. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of our emotions and how they affect us. This awareness allows us to better manage our emotions so that we are not overwhelmed by them or controlled by them. When we are mindful of our emotions, it helps us to be more in control of ourselves and our lives. We can recognize when an emotion is arising within us before it takes over completely. We can then choose how to respond instead of reacting automatically out of habit or fear. Mindfulness also helps us to identify patterns in our emotional responses so that we can make changes if necessary. By cultivating mindfulness through meditation practices such as breathing exercises, body scans, yoga poses, walking meditations, etc., we can learn how to observe ourselves with kindness and compassion rather than judgment or criticism. This will help us gain insight into why certain situations trigger certain reactions from us so that we may be able to adjust accordingly. Main idea number 7. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of how our thoughts affect us and how they shape our lives. We can learn to recognize when we are having negative or unhelpful thoughts, allowing us to take control over them instead of letting them control us. Through mindfulness practice, we can also gain insight into ourselves and develop greater self-awareness. This allows us to better understand why we think certain things or act in certain ways so that we can make conscious choices about how to respond rather than reacting automatically out of habit. By becoming mindful of our thoughts and their effects on our lives, we can create space for ourselves between stimulus, our environment, and response, our reaction. This gives us the opportunity to choose a different response if necessary, one that is more helpful or beneficial for ourselves as well as those around us. Main idea number 8. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It can help us to be more conscious of our actions, thoughts, and feelings, allowing us to make decisions that are more aligned with our values and goals. By becoming mindful of how we act and react in different situations, we can gain greater control over our lives. The practice of mindfulness encourages us to observe ourselves without judgment or criticism. We learn to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out by certain situations so that we can take steps to address them before they become unmanageable. Mindfulness also helps us cultivate self-compassion as well as empathy for others. By taking time each day to focus on being mindful, we can begin to notice patterns in our behavior that may not have been obvious before. This awareness allows us to make changes where necessary so that we can live a life that is more fulfilling and meaningful. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our relationships and how they affect our lives. By being mindful, we can become more conscious of the impact that our relationships have on us, both positive and negative. We can learn to recognize when a relationship is not serving us in a healthy way, or when it is causing us stress or unhappiness. We can also become aware of how we are affecting others through our words and actions. By practicing mindfulness, we can develop deeper connections with those around us. We will be able to better understand their feelings and perspectives, allowing for greater empathy and understanding between people. This increased awareness will lead to healthier communication within relationships as well as improved problem-solving skills. Mindfulness also helps us appreciate the beauty in life by helping us focus on the present moment rather than worrying about what has happened in the past or what might happen in the future. When we take time out from our busy lives to practice mindfulness, it allows for moments of stillness where we can truly connect with ourselves and those around us. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness can help us to be more aware of our spiritual life and how it affects our lives. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more connected to our inner selves and gain a better understanding of the spiritual aspects of ourselves. Through mindful meditation, we can learn to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment, allowing us to gain insight into the deeper meaning behind them. We can also use mindfulness techniques such as breathing exercises and body scans to become more in tune with our physical bodies and their connection with the spiritual realm. By being mindful of our spiritual life, we are able to recognize patterns that may have been previously hidden from view. This allows us to make conscious decisions about how best to live in accordance with these patterns for greater peace and harmony within ourselves. Mindfulness also helps us cultivate an attitude of gratitude towards all aspects of life, including those which may seem difficult or challenging at times. Ultimately, by engaging in regular practice of mindfulness meditation, we are able to develop a greater sense of self-awareness that will enable us to lead a more meaningful existence filled with joy and contentment. As Thich Nhat Hanh writes in The Miracle of Mindfulness, an introduction to the practice of meditation, when you know how precious your own presence is, the miracle is already there. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.